Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, MGTOW is essentially a result of the terrible dating situations caused by both feminism and governments, the laws and the family court system in the West, of course. My scenario might seem a little bit far-fetched, but these technologies are emerging now. They could bring an end to the Cold War that is modern relationships, or could lead to consequences that affect generations to come. Those being wife robots, artificial wombs, and surrogacy. Within the next 5 to 10 years, the first robotic autonomous wife will be available for purchase, with the aesthetics of the most beautiful women in the world, with the ability to move independently, cook, clean, speak, and have sex. Think Detroit becoming human, minus the robot uprising, of course. Within the next 3 to 5 years, artificial wombs will be created that can safely bring an embryo to term, basically eliminating the need for women to ever carry a child. Today, single men can go to certain countries all over the world and pick women to donate their eggs and their time to having a child outside of the family court system for a fee. I've seen it as cheap as 30,000 US going on 110, with more countries allowing it, so prices are going to drop in places like India and Pakistan, which are joining the markets. These avenues are now available. We'll also see fully robotic wives that are programmable to stay with her man. You'll be able to upgrade or change her as desired, having the ability to grow your own family literally and not being concerned that your wife has ulterior motives. No family court, no divorce, no issues of paternity fraud, no sifting through the dating market for that one woman that is in shape, without psychological issues and Chad Tyrone bastards. Is this the future of going your own way? Are we MGTOW if we still want to be a father? Or will governments not want men to be fathers because it's not as lucrative? This is a tangent, but men don't get child support. Men don't get aid from the state, and men don't spend money like women do. Men are better providers for their children and better parents statistically, as in single father households don't produce as many criminals. It's going to be interesting to see as populations go below replacement in most countries. So it seems like this is next, unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to my thoughts about this future that you laid out in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor. Bottom Line Concepts helps small businesses receive refundable tax credits from the US government if they kept their workers during COVID in 2020 and the first three quarters of 2021. You can receive up to $26,000 per employee from the CARES Act. This is in addition to the PPP loans. You can get $5,000 per employee in 2020 and $7,000 per quarter in 2021. The lockdowns muzzled your employees with face diapers, and this is a way for the government to try to make things right. To see if you qualify, visit the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to only Sith Lords believe in absolutes, Cloud World Show. Mr. Anonymous, by giving specific timelines for what you see happening in the future, you're showing everyone that you don't understand how technology works. Things improve over time, but nowhere near as quickly as you've mentioned. Feminism is also overt female power. It's always been there. There's just more of it today than at any other point in history. Governments have been co-opted by female voters. MGTOW's gone mainstream because of those things, but it's always been there throughout history. Some men have always seen female nature for what it is and refused to get married. You're right that if the three technologies you mentioned came out, they will put an end to the Cold War between the sexes, but not in a good way. It'll most likely create a hot war instead. When you say that wife-like androids will be out in 5 to 10 years, it's more like 50 to 100. I'm still waiting for that robot chef that was promised to me about 10 years ago when I watched the demo. I'm also still waiting for McDonald's to fire all the grease fryer monkeys that work in the back on Fry Patrol. If they could, then don't you think they would have by now? You seem to believe that your ideas are controversial, but they aren't. I was talking about these sorts of things 8 years ago now. India used to have legal surrogacy for foreign men up until around 2012 or 13, when it was banned and it was only $12,000 per baby. Maybe it's changed. You talk about the terrible dating scene, which is causing men to go their own way. For me, it was terrible relationship situations. I think that instead of only surrogacy being an option, that we can now also do cloning. You can clone your dog when it dies, and you don't see defects from one clone to the next. So it's not going to be like the film Multiplicity. In that film, the first clone becomes the bad boy, the second becomes effeminate and has no masculinity, and the third becomes a simp. But now we know for sure that making a copy of a copy of a copy, with dogs at least, doesn't cause health issues, and the animals live as long and as healthy as their predecessors. I honestly think that cloning for reproduction will be more popular if it's legalized and morally allowed over those that use surrogacy. Going in that direction would lead us to ask even bigger questions, like what is the soul? How much of your life is nature and how much is nurture? Would raising your own clone be the same as raising a younger twin of yourself? If you had enough money and you could pay the right scientist, then they could create a bunch of cloned embryos of yourself and then take them to a surrogacy lab and have them implanted. You could have your own army of baby Boba Fetts, or you could be part of your very own Kleon dynasty. The TV show Foundation has an emperor that clones himself and passes down his wisdom and throne to the next version of himself. I'm beginning to think that if you freeze yourself using cryonics, then they will clone you one day, and maybe scan your brain and organize your neurons and memories the way they were when you were frozen. Mr. Anonymous, the question you really should be asking is, will banging an android that has no consciousness be the same as banging a real babe? We all know she's fake, so if you talk to her, it'll be like having a conversation with a glorified voicemail system. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think it'll be the same as being with a toaster with tits instead of a woman with real consciousness. As for cloning yourself through surrogacy, we may finally ask the question of, will your copy be the same or different? Is it life experience or nature that dictates your life? I think it's going to be kind of surreal. You know, the many rich guys out there are going to clone themselves so they can harvest their organs from their younger self, to extend their life, of course. As for governments raising human beings because birth rates collapse and they start having to replenish their populations, that's certainly a possibility. Just look at the book A Brave New World. But first, governments have to figure out how to be parents that create functional individuals in society. Recently, I did a review of A Clockwork Orange, and that film shows us governments trying to meddle with human nature so they can reduce crime. Without fathers, the state making babies would just be making future inmates that would suckle off the government teats. Governments also don't really want to pay to raise children and would prefer that fathers pay for it instead. Until that Brave New World time where governments figure out how to have productive members of society grown in test tubes without parents, men will need to pony up and pay for children. Not necessarily fathers, more like pet wallets for women in the government. The reason I was advocating cloning was because the clone is literally your own flesh and blood, and your present and future lineage. You can pass down your financial and biological assets down directly to him, and as I was saying, he would have a similar aptitude to yours. As for the whole loving an android thing, I'm not sold on it. You'll know deep down that she's not real, unless you give a robot a brain transplant from a dog, of course. That would be the best option. Like that Asian android from the film Ex Machina. Once again, you don't get turned on by a fake robotic voice or a 3D rendered woman if you're a normal person. But you do by having a text conversation with a real woman, which will get you all hot and bothered. Mr. Anonymous, yes, populations are going to be crashing all over the globe shortly. This isn't the first time in history that this has happened. But it's the first time it's happened all over the world at the same time. That's what's making this disturbing. Even some African countries are now starting to approach replacement levels of population or below. It all has to do with technology and abundance lifting the poverty rates up all over the world, so that people would rather enjoy their lives instead of reproducing. Children for much of the world are either a retirement policy, extra hands to work around the homestead, etc., etc. For governments, they represent taxpayers and people that'll borrow money and get into debt to keep the money supply growing, so economies don't collapse. You're wrong about sex bots and artificial wombs showing up in the next 5 to 10 years. But there'll certainly be a financial crisis in that time frame because we reach debt saturation and we'll see more deflation rather than inflation. Don't be fooled by all the inflation talk. The future is deflation with less people being born, less debt being created, and subsequently more abundance of all things. But we're in an infinite growth economy that'll eventually stop growing. There are only two modes to our economic system, expansion and contraction. There is no equilibrium. There is no equilibrium in population either. It's either growing or shrinking. As for a technological future where women are replaced, it's funny, Mr. Anonymous, that you talk about it as if there's zero pushback from the pussies. They are pushing back against the manosphere right now, trying to get us down for hate speech. Can you just imagine what would happen if they lost their monopoly on making babies? You think they freaked out when Trump was elected, or when they actually wanted to get the votes? Imagine what happens if technology takes away all their sexual and emotional attention. It's not going to look pretty. So much of the time we talk about the wonders of new technology, that allow us to circumvent the slit. But don't think for a moment that they won't try and stop it. I can just see someone like Justin Skippy Trudeau cloning himself so he can bang himself. Wouldn't that be a riot in the ultimate show of Patrick Bateman narcissism gone wild? Maybe I should ask people if they would bang their own transgendered clone instead. I know that's totally crazy, but with regards to cloning, we have the technology to do it now, so the only thing preventing us is the ethics. God forbid some aged Rockefeller or Henry Kissinger figure this out and clone themselves to harvest their organs. Of course, they don't have the 15 to 20 years to wait for their clone to mature. But now I'm just jumping off into the deep end thinking there's a secret lab full of clones, like in the film The Island. If you have kids, every generation after yours will only carry half your DNA. But if you clone yourself, then a perfect copy of yourself continues to live, and you can guide it and shape it. The only disadvantage is that you cease evolving. But considering that evolution moves at a glacial pace, it'd probably take tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years for it to make any real difference. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Justin Trudeau is salivating at the thought of smashing his 16-year-old clone. And it's completely legal in Canada. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps women and the government from stopping us from using surrogate sex bots, artificial wombs, and clones away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.